Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Our Bibles record God's gift of wisdom to Solomon, the son of David. It was Solomon's request to be given wisdom so he could lead the people of God. This pleased God so much so that he gave him wisdom that brought him great fame. Wealth and power were added to Solomon's gifts from God as well. The book of Proverbs contains at least some of the collected sayings of wisdom from Solomon. If you are reading from the biblical book of Proverbs, you're reading wisdom that is at least 3,000 years old. Yet, we read them because they are just as true and useful today as when they were first given. We all need wisdom to guide our lives in the acceptable way before our Creator. Listen to these Proverbs. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. These are taken from the fourth chapter of the Proverbs, and they were written, and they have been preserved to bless our lives with that which will keep us upon the path of righteousness.
Stone. You are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. You are the cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Where do I start? Only in you, Lord, within my heart. You are the cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Our foundation, where do we start? Only in you, Lord, within our hearts. You are the cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which we stand. We will give glory and honor. You are the cornerstone. Cornerstone, you are the Holy One, you are the rock on which I stand. I will give glory and the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone. Oh, you are the cornerstone.
It is more so today, I think, than in the years gone by, that wisdom from above needs to be heralded into the streets. Wisdom calls aloud in the streets. She raises her voice in the public square. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. In the gateways of the city, she makes her speech. And like in the days of old, the record goes on to tell how the words of wisdom were mocked and they were rejected. The advice of true wisdom is ignored, and the rebuke for evil brought no repentance. Disaster followed for those who indulged in living to gratify the lust of the flesh, the eyes, and the pride of life. From the book of James, we find this recorded for us. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. And that comes from the book of James, chapter 3, 13 through 18. The conditions of the world around us declares loudly that wisdom from above is being ignored. It is not bringing peace in our lives. The clamoring for our rights and what is our entitlement proves beyond any reason that the selfish ambition runs rampant in our present day world. It will do our hearts good to hear the wisdom from above today. Let us examine what fills our hearts and minds. Is it the wisdom that comes from God? Is this wisdom cultivating an attitude of living pure lives? And that means to live under the purity of God's righteousness. To live outside of God's commands is to be impure. All the falsehood and deceit, sexually immoral conduct must be denied and forsaken. With a heart purified by the cleansing of our souls that only Jesus Christ can bring into our lives, we then develop the attitudes of being peace lovers in every corner of our lives. Instead of insisting upon our own ways and pursuing such, we live in consideration of others. Jesus set the example that we place others above ourselves. Mercy and goodness flows from us into the lives of those who live with us and around us. We can truly be impartial. That does not mean accepting evil and ungodliness, but rather living without a spirit of condemnation upon anyone for their backgrounds or circumstances. Being sincere will become evident to all as we let the wisdom from above guide our words, our attitudes, and behaviors. We will not accept evil in any form, but expose the unrighteousness of men by living according to the righteousness of God. Peace will be found in us and through us. Let God's wisdom be your guide.
Lord, let your light, light of your face, shine on us. Lord, let your light, light of your face, shine on us. Darkest night.
light shine on us. Lord, let your grace, grace from your head fall on us. Lord, let your grace, grace from your head fall on us. Night, let your grace fall on us. Lord, let your love, love with no end, come over us. Lord, let your love, love with no end. Night, let your love come over us, that we may be saved, that we may have life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the
thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.